New research proves that parent intervention can be an effective tool to help toddlers with autism spectrum disorder. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Florida State University professor and researcher Amy Weatherby is an authority on autism spectrum disorder. Her research has led to significant advancements in diagnosing the disorder and helping children develop through early intervention.
So what we know about autism is it's a lifelong disability, and it can have really severe manifestations in adulthood. So the key is intensive early intervention. And there's been a bit of research showing if for children who have intensive early intervention, during the preschool years, they do far better in school and in adulthood.
Autism spectrum disorder is a developmental disorder that causes difficulty in social communication and create restrictive or repetitive patterns of behavior. Through her research, Weatherby and her collaborators have made some breakthroughs in intervention. This time, it involves parents in the home.
So intensive intervention can be very expensive. It usually requires about 20 or 25 hours a week of a therapist, a clinician's time. So what we did is developed a parent intervention.
Florida State University researchers have found that children with autism demonstrate significant improvement after intensive intervention by their parents.
We compared two different conditions. And so what we found is that the children whose parents we worked in their home two extra sessions a week. So one group got one session a week, one got three. So the families who we worked with them three sessions a week, two in their home, their children did better. So that tells us that communities really need to go to the home, help support the parents' learning at least three times a week to get these kinds of outcomes. Now the neat part of our study is parents got both conditions, so we switched after 9 months. So all of them got the better condition.
As Weatherby explains, in the past, autism spectrum disorder has not usually been diagnosed in children until the age of four. But through her work, Weatherby and researchers at Florida State's Autism Institute have been able to significantly alter that trend and diagnose much sooner in children as young as 12 months. And this latest research is now adding to that early intervention by giving parents a specific guide to work hand in hand with their children.
We taught the parents how to teach their children in their everyday activities. So we tried to use activities that parents are already doing, and we taught them strategies to promote learning in their toddlers with autism.
With support from the National Institutes of Health, Weatherby and the Autism Institute team are working with several other universities and clinicians to identify autism and begin early intervention.
The way we designed this study, we had planned it from the beginning that it would be viable for communities to actually implement this. It's cost efficient. It's something that families should have access to for free. So we need to teach providers how to do this. So that's our next goal.
For more information about Dr. Weatherby's work and the Autism Institute at Florida State's College of Medicine, visit med.fsu.edu. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn.